This is Kurt Anderson. I'm a writer and the host of Public Radio's Studio 360 program. I had seen some work of Guy Pendubois before I saw this painting, but I didn't know his name and didn't know much about him, and now I want to learn everything I can about him, and I wish I'd known him. He was one of those characters that you wish you could have been at a dinner party with. Despite his name, he was an entirely American guy. In fact, born and raised and educated here in Brooklyn. He studied painting in France, but then came back to New York, not so well-to-do. He could afford simply to paint. He worked as a newspaper police reporter, as an art critic. He started a magazine, lived in the New York suburbs as well, then moved back to Paris, or actually to an exurb of Paris in the 1920s, where this painting was painted. It's not characteristic of his work. His other work, most of his work, and his best-known work, is very easy to like because it's so redolent of the 1920s. It's usually individuals and couples, men and women, in cosmopolitan settings of cafes and theaters. That even though there's a dark, edgy, melancholic quality, often they are fun and sexy. Scenes where you can practically hear the jazz and the laughter. Not here. The undercurrent of mystery that's in so much of his work is what's the whole work here. What are these people doing? Why are they gathered outside, these well-dressed upper-class people? What are they looking at? There's almost a kind of close encounters mystery that might be one we think might be happening off to the left. The shadows, which are present in lots of his work, here has just deepens and adds to the mystery. Why are these people here, and what are they watching? It's an extraordinary picture that I can't help but keep thinking about what these fancy French people are doing in 1927.